and see if they can continue to put the offensive pressure on here. They have really done a great job of putting that offensive pressure on the Marshfield defense and goaltender Brad Krieger, and were able to pop in a couple of goals there in the second period to build this lead here. They are looking for their first Valley win, as we said, and all they need is one more good period of hockey to get it. And don't forget, once again, tomorrow night it's going to be a triple header of basketball action right here, starting with the East and Antigo girls and boys. Pregame show at 5:45. And the first game begins, the girls game begins at 6. And that will be followed by D.C. Evers boys basketball as they take on the Lakeland T-Birds tomorrow night as the third game of our triple header here on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. All right, the teams have returned to the ice. And we'll get set for the third period here. Cody Krasowski with a couple of goals for the Lumberjacks tonight. Andy Cravens getting the other one. Krasowski's got an assist. Eric Schumacher's got a couple of assists tonight for East as well, as does Sam Romanski. Looks like it's going to be the line of Andrew Daynell, Landon Daynell, and Gabe McGinnity to start things off here for East, with the defenseman pair of Trevor Holcomb and Sam Romanski to begin. All right, 17 minutes to go. Lumberjacks leading 3-1. Let's see what happens. Both teams at center ice, and the third period is underway. East will win the draw. Try to get it in deep, and once again, the Marshfield player failed to play the puck. Now they are able to grab it and able to get it out of the zone. Romanski will grab it at center ice and flick it back in, down into the corner. Andrew Daynell is going to fight and come in and grab control of it. Cedric Pepsi's got a man. Oh, man, they had Landon Daynell on the doorstep, and he's shot it wide. Marshfield able to clear it all the way back the other end. Holcomb will run it down and send it off the glass ahead to center ice. McGinnity's going to grab it there, try to backhand it in deep. It's knocked away from him. Now Andrew Daynell will set it in. Slides behind the Marshfield net. Tigers defenseman look to break it out. East is getting a change here, so here come the Tigers back the other way. They send it into the zone, down into the corner. Lumberjacks look to control it, look to break it out. Austin Cummings will clear it for East to center ice. Tigers, though, back the other way with it. Into the zone it comes. Pops up in the air, off the ledge. In the corner, Cummings trying to dig it out of there with Romanski. Comes out to the point, held in. Down low, they've got a man. Can he turn and get a shot? He gets a nice hard backhander away, and Corbin makes a stick save on that. Puck still in the corner. East needs to clear this thing. Romanski with it. Sends it behind his own net. Holcomb sends it off the near boards to Navorny. It's knocked away from him. Now Holcomb gets it back. Romanski will cycle it back to Holcomb. He's got some space, so he turns, looks. Cross ice pass to center ice. Cummings sends it ahead. Cummings will send it into the zone. It's going to slide in. Krieger sticks that aside. He's getting a change here, so the Tigers look to attack again. Puck comes out to center ice where it's grabbed by Jack Knuckles. Knuckles sends it to DeBorty, who will knock it in deep, and East will finish their change. Schumacher coming in on the forecheck. Marshfield clears it. The school has got a hurry. He's being pressured as he picks up the puck in his own zone. Turns and fires, but it's grabbed by the Tigers. Shot, Corbin to save. Puck comes to the corner. Lumberjacks look to clear it, and they do get it out. And the Tigers have to chase it down. Here comes Cody Krasowski in the hard forecheck. Clearing it, comes right in front. Krasowski couldn't get a shot away, though. Puck behind the net. East controls it very fast. Nobody there for the Lumberjacks. And the Tigers clear it out. Here they come out of the zone to the red line. They'll drop it in deep, and they'll get a change. Krasowski's got it, looking to clear it for East. Can he get it out? No, but Schumacher will flick it out of the zone. Marshfield will clear it. Zach Legan will take it back. It shoots. That goes high up and out of play, and we get a whistle. 14:08 to play, third period. Lumberjacks leading 3-1. East hockey is brought to you in part by Easy Living Management. the longest-running rental management company in the area. Let Easy Living Management make managing your rental property easy. Tuck behind the east net. Lumberjacks will grab it, look to break it out. McGinnity will flick it out of the zone. It did come out. No, it didn't, apparently. They held it in. Now it's taken away by the Lumberjacks. Here comes Andrew Daniel. Daniel with Landon Daniel with him. Flips it in deep behind the net. Landon Daniel will try to chase it down to the corner. Turnover in the zone. There's a shot by McGinnity, and that deflects up and out of play, and we get a whistle. Puck falls to the ground right near our broadcast position, so they've got to get a fresh puck into the game, and they will. With 13:43 to play, third period. Faceoff coming to the left of Marshfield goaltender Brad Krieger. And the Tigers win this one. They look to clear it, and they will. Romanski's going to have to chase it down. He's going to be pressured. Turns and looks. Now flips it up and out of the zone. Andrew Dana will grab it. Backhand a pass ahead. Goes off the leg of McGinnity into the zone. Tigers able to clear it, though. Andrew Dana will grab it at center ice. He'll look to carry it in. Poke checked away from him. And the Tigers send it, but then it's dumped in by East End, and they'll get a change. Tigers look to break it out. They lose the handle on it, turn over the zone, and poke checked away as Landon Daniel tried to carry it in. Lumberjacks hold the zone and flick it behind the net. They're going to finish their change here as the Tigers grab control of the puck. Golden opportunity right there. Long pass ahead. That's too far. They wave off icing, though. And Holcomb will run it down behind his own net. Sends it to Romanski. Romanski flicks it off the boards. Can't get it out. There's a shot that's in front. Knocked away, though, by Holcomb and out of the zone. Tigers will chase it down. Cummings pressuring the puck. East goes D to D with it. Sends the pass ahead. And Feck carries it in. Makes a nice move. Makes another nice move. Can he get a shot away? He does. Krieger makes a nice save on that. Feck with a couple of nifty moves and then got a backhanded shot away, but Krieger made the save. Marshfield clears the zone. Feck is going to get it into the zone again. Grabbed out by one of the Tiger defensemen. He cycles it behind his own net. Clearing pass is out. And Lumberjacks need to regroup as Holcomb will jump it right back in. Comes all the way around the boards, and now Marshfield clears it out to center ice again. Holcomb waits, throws it in again. East got in early, though, and needs to tag up. Tigers back the other way with it. Holcomb stops that rush. And it's grabbed by Cravens. Cravens turns and looks. Now he skates ahead. Gets it taken away at the blue line, though. And now it's grabbed by Nick DeVorney. DeVorney circles. Looks for an opening. Sends a long pass ahead. But it's intercepted by one of the Marshfield Tigers. Hope checked away from him, though, at center ice. Now comes into the zone, grabbed by Jack Knuckles. He sends the pass ahead. That's caught by Cravens. Cravens tries to make a move. Pope checked away from him again. He gets it back. And now he circles. And wants to skate it in. He gets the blue line. Sends it on net. That deflects wide. In the corner, Schumacher trying to get control of it. Krasowski comes in to help. Dangerous. Marshfield carries it right in front of their own net. Now they're able to clear it out. Across, they carry it into the zone. Can they get a shot away? They do. Save made by Corbett. The rebound knocked wide. Puck behind the net. Battle for it there. East looks to clear it out, and they will. It'll be an icing call against the Lumberjacks. With 10:33 to play here, third period, East leading 3-1. Lumberjack hockey is brought to you in part tonight by Ministry Healthcare, Ministry St. Clair's Hospital. Proud to sponsor Lumberjack Sports. Because the world needs more great teams. Get to know them better at ministryhealth.org. Here we come back the other way. Into the zone. McGinnity dumps it in. Marshfield with it in the corner. Now they want to skate it ahead. Taken away, though. Nice job by McGinnity. He turns and fires it back towards the net. Lumberjacks keeping the pressure on. Andrew Daniel centering pass. Grabbed by one of the Tiger defensemen. He backs it up behind his own net. Sends it off the boards. Turnover again. Andrew Landon Daniel centering pass to McGinnity, out to the point to Piscula. McGinnity gets it back, shoots, that shot blocked. About the only thing Marshfield really does well is block shots. They have not shown much affinity to have any kind of sustained offense, and their defense trying to clear the puck has not been very good. Now they are able to get it out of the zone. Piscula is going to have to hurry to chase that one down. A diving attempt by one of the Marshfield players keeps the puck in play down in the corner. Centering pass goes to the opposite corner. Puck sitting there loose and grabbed by Landon Dino. He's going to skate it back the other way. He'll send it in wide of the net as East is getting a change here. Marshfield will grab the loose puck as we're under 10 minutes to play. 9-10 to play here in the third period. Lumberjacks leading by 2, 3-1. Puck comes to Romanski. He backhands it to Holcomb. Holcomb fans on a passing attempt. Lost the handle on it. It's sent over to the far boards. Grabbed there by Ben Feck. He'll skate it ahead and dump it in deep. DeBorny's going to come in and chase. Feck will grab it along the near boards. Feck sends it down deep to DeBorny. DeBorny looks. Got a man in front. That's Cummings. DeBorny circles in front. Down low to Feck. Feck backs it off to the near boards. Tries to get it for a one-timer. That's intercepted, and Marshfield comes back the other way. Hulk checks the center ice away, and DeBorny grabs it back. He's going to skate it in. Nick DeBorny looks, shoots, and a glove save made by Krieger, and we get a whistle. 8:21 to play here, third period. Lumberjacks leading 3-1. East Hockey brought to you in part by Country Fresh Meats. When it comes to the best meat, nobody does it better for you than Country Fresh Meats on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. Eric Schumacher takes this face-off for the Lumberjacks. Tigers win it. Behind their own net, Schumacher pressuring the puck. Getting some help from Cravens. Cravens grabs control, tries to wrap around. That's deflected away. Marshfield breaks it out the other way. Here they come. Losing the handle on it, though, as they skate it in. And Piscula ties up the puck. Now a turnover in the zone. Now East, can they get it out? Thought they did. Yeah, they did. It's going to be offside against Marshfield. And we get a whistle with 7:56 to play. Faceoff coming just outside the East blue line. And the puck is grabbed by the Lumberjacks. Cravens is going to carry it in. He comes in hard. Backhanded pass caught. Krasowski couldn't get much of a shot away. Backhanded. Puck popped up in the air. And Marshfield will grab control of it. Back the other way they come. Tigers into the zone. There's a shot. Tough shot. Corbett might have got a piece of that to the corner. Puck comes out to center ice. Now it's grabbed by Schumacher. He throws it in. And he'll give chase as East is going to get a change here. Krasowski in there as well. On the forecheck. Marshfield trying to dance away from pressure. Knocked away, though, by Andrew Dano, but the Tigers able to clear it to center ice, and now they'll throw it in deep, and they'll complete a change. Dave McGinnity will run it down in the corner for the Lumberjacks. He wants to bring it back the other way, flicks the pass ahead. It's grabbed by Landon Dano. He carries it in. Landon Dano fights through traffic, tries to center it, knocked away from him. Down in the corner. Battle for it there. Landon Dano went down hard, and we're going to get a whistle. I think we're going to get a penalty against Marshfield. It's going to be head contact. Let's see. What are we going to get here? Yeah, it's going to be a penalty against Marshfield. That's going to go against Ben Bramer. Landon Dano went down. I think that was the penalty. I didn't see a signal, but it's probably going to be either a trip or maybe head contact. East wins the faceoff on the power play. Drop it to the point to Knuckles. Jack Knuckles over to Cravens. Back to a pass. One-timer to Bordy and a big save made by Krieger right there. That was a nice play right there set up. Cravens makes a pass to DeBorny on the doorstep. And he one-timed it, and Krieger made a nice save. Face off again to his left. Lumberjacks win the draw, out on top. Puck deflected down low, grabbed by Landon Dano. Landon Dano skating with it behind the net. Gets it over to Nick DeBorny. DeBorny out on top. Knuckle skates it in, shoots! That deflected Krieger might have got a piece of that. Marshfield tries to grab it and gain control. Can they get it out of the zone? They will. It's going to be run down by Knuckles on the other end. Jack will skate behind his own net and set up the power play attack here. Knuckles flicks the pass ahead to DeVorney. DeVorney skates it ahead. DeVorney into the zone. DeVorney behind the net to the corner. Now off to the point. Knuckles. Here's a one-timer by Cravens. That one got through. Bad save made by Krieger. He controls it again. Out to Cravens at the point. Cravens flicks it at the net. Krieger tried to make a save on that and dropped it. Daniel grabs it. Andrew Daniel sends it to DeVorney along the far boards. Now Andrew Daniel gets it back. Back to DeVorney. He dances in the corner with it. Looks. Out on top to Knuckles. Knuckles. Cravens winds up. It takes it. That deflected and just went wide. Andrew Daniel controls it. Cycles it down low to Landon Daniel. Now out on top to Cravens. Throws it at the net again. Once again, that didn't get through. Landon Daniel behind the net again. He continues to control the puck on the power play here. In the slot. And they get a shot away? No, but they get the pass down to Landon Daniel. He controls it. Out to DeVorney. The Knuckles out top. Throws it at the net. That deflects. Didn't get through. Marshfield cannot clear the puck. He's with it. Here's Cravens. Shoosh. That went wide. Off the glass. Just a few seconds remaining. Can they get one more shot away on the power play? Landon Daniel out to the point. And they can't hold the zone. Penalty's over. East was in the offensive zone that entire 2 minutes and could not get a goal. But they lead it 3-1. 4:40 to play here. Clock becoming a friend of the Lumberjacks with the two-goal lead. Tigers with it. Send a long pass across and then dumped into the zone behind the East net. Not much of this third period has been played in the East defensive zone. And that's the way you like it. East will send the puck in deep, and Feck will chase it down to the corner. Feck skates behind the Marshfield net, looks, flips it out to the point. Holcomb back down low to Feck. There's a shot that bounced through the crease and off a skate and wide. Romanski steps up. Hope checked away from him. Sent out to the point. Holcomb, though, holds it in. Down low to McGinnity. He turns, fires, and a glove save made by Krieger on the shot by McGinnity from the right faceoff dot. 3:57 to play, 3-1 Lumberjacks. East Hockey brought to you in part by Marshfield Clinic. If you need help with a sports injury, see the expert sports medicine physicians at Marshfield Clinic. Marshfield Clinic, don't just live, shine. Eric Schumacher will take this faceoff for the Lumberjacks. Marshfield tries to clear it, and once again can't get it out. Holcomb holds the zone. His shot deflects up and out of play off the stick of one of the Tigers, and we get another whistle here. Both teams looking for their first Valley win of the year. Lumberjacks leading by two. Puck comes loose to the near boards. One thing you don't want to do now is take any penalties at this point in the game. Cravens has it out on top to Romanski. He shoots. The save made. The rebound is there, and this is Andrew Bailey digging for the rebound. And we get a whistle as Krieger finally covers it up. Andrew Bailey has been out much of the season, but he's back on the ice tonight. He's just a sophomore. East wins the draw. They go cut. D to D. Holcomb walks it in. Shoots. And another nice save by Krieger. He's getting a lot of work tonight. Lumberjacks have put a lot of offensive pressure on this Marshfield Tiger team. Krieger has given up three, but he's got a whole bunch of saves. He had 26 through two periods, and a lot more here in the third as well. Tigers finally win a faceoff. They clear the zone. Romanski will grab it at center ice and dump it back in. We go down to 3:20 to play. Around the boards, here come the Tigers. They're going to carry it out of the zone. Flick a pass ahead. They carry it in. Hope checked away at the blue line, though. Lumberjacks get it back. Sam Romanski skates it behind his own net. Now reverses direction. Looks ahead. Makes a move. Now got a man. Gets it ahead. And into the zone. That's Stephen Martel, freshman player, getting a shift here in this one. Puck grabbed at the blue line by Ben Speck as they try to hold it in. Tigers look to clear it, and they will. Now it's going to be carried in by Holcomb. Holcomb looks, stops, drop pass to Fick. Fick looks, winds up, shoots, slapper that went wide. Jack Knuckles holds the zone for Lumberjacks. He shoots, fires it over the top of the net. Comes off the glass to the near boards. Down to 2:23 to play in this one. Here come the Tigers back the other way. Penalty coming against the Lumberjacks. The late corner there. Beck had that puck for a long time before they called that penalty. Let's see what that one is. It is going to be Ben Beck going to the box. Once again, I did not see that official make a signal as to what the penalty was. Anyway, Marshfield has a power play here as they try to get within one goal. But the Lumberjacks gain control of the puck. Here they come, shorthanded into the zone. Landon Dayball walks it in, the puck, and a save made by Krieger, and nobody following could get a stick on that. He walked that right through the defense, shorthanded. There comes another turnover in the zone. Andrew Dayball had it. That's poke checked away, though. Tigers come back the other way. They get stood up in the slot, back to the corner. Landon Dayball sends it around the boards, and he's able to clear it. Down to a minute 42 to play. Lumberjacks leading it 3-1. Marshfield is out of power play here. Puck loose at center ice. They cannot get much set up here. Jack Knuckles sends it hard around the boards. Can they clear it? No, it pops in toward the net. Knuckles will send it the other way and all the way to the other end. Down to a minute 20 to play. Marshfield will grab the loose puck and look to bring it ahead. They need to hurry and get one here if they want to even have a chance at this game. But Polk checked away again at the blue line by Andy Cravens. The Tiger defenseman just having all kinds of problems breaking the puck out. They send the pass ahead. 1 minute to play. Marshfield thinking about pulling their goaltender. They have an open net. East will throw it down. McGinnity threw it from the other end, but it was wide. And the goaltender, Krieger, gets back between the pipes. Now they send the pass ahead. Now they're going to pull their goaltender. The net is empty. And the Lumberjacks are going to grab the puck, send it the other way. It deflects up and out of the zone. 35 seconds remaining. And a long shot that goes wide. Tell me why that isn't icing. Romanski took one from the opposite end, and it went wide. Marshfield back the other way. On the power play, that's why, because East is still trying to kill off the rest of this penalty. Just a few seconds left. There's a shot that went in on Corbett, and he made the save on that. 12 seconds remaining. The penalty is over. 5-on-5 hockey again, and the Lumberjacks are going to get their first Valley win. There's a long shot at the empty net that went wide. Now it is, I think, with 3 seconds remaining. And the faceoff will come back down in the East defensive zone. Just 3 ticks remain, and the Lumberjacks will put this one in the win column. They drop the puck, and this one is over, and the Los Angeles Lumberjacks win this Valley contest with Marshfield by a score of 3-1. We'll take a timeout, come back, recap the scoring after this. You're listening to East Hockey, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Behind every successful business is a solid banking relationship. Hi, I'm Randy Balk, president of InterCity State Bank. Whether you're a startup or established business, InterCity welcomes the opportunity to work with you. We're here to help evaluate the needs for growing your business with financing options for equipment, working capital, and expansion projects. InterCity's business services include remote draft capture, real-time online access, and a variety of online business banking services to enhance the management of your finances. It's part of the InterCity commitment to helping business succeed. Banking relationships, building community. If it's time to explore a new banking relationship for your business, give us a call. We are open for business lending. We are InterCity State Bank, providing financing for commercial, small business, and municipal projects with offices in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, NMLS number 433884.
Wow, yeah, since the storm, it's been crazy busy for us. We got all kinds of office desks coming in. Now, here's a fancy one right here. It's missing a leg, but that's all right. Whatever. washers and dryers from a laundromat. Wow, and check this out. Another deep fryer. And I'm not sure what this doohickey is. Yeah, most businesses weren't ready for a storm like that, you know. But our work's really piling up here at Roberts & Son Salvage.
What will become of your business after a disaster? Nearly two-thirds of businesses aren't prepared for an emergency. And 40% of businesses that experience a disaster never recover. Make an emergency plan now, before it's too late. For a free online tool that helps you develop an emergency plan to keep your business up and running should disaster strike, visit ready.gov/business. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the American Red Cross, and the Ad Council.
This is WRIG Schofield Wausau and translator station W230BU 93.9 FM Wausau.
Fox Sports Radio.
Tom King back here at Marathon Park where the Lumberjacks get the victory here tonight by a score of 3-1. No scoring in that third period of play, but East kept the offensive pressure on. Marshfield could not get much of an offensive attack going here tonight whatsoever. And they say Corbett had 19 saves in the game, only four in the third period, but there wasn't much offense going for Marshfield. Meanwhile, East kept peppering Brad Krieger with shots, 40 saves out of the night for the Marshfield goaltender, and it proved to be the first conference win of the year for the Lumberjacks. Let's recap that score. East got on the board first back in the first period. Cody Krasowski got the first one tonight at the 7:04 mark, an even-strength goal, assisted by Eric Schumacher and Sam Romanski. Marshfield got the equalizer, though, on a turnover in the zone. A bad pass went awry, and Zach Legan jumped on it and put the puck away at the 14:04 mark of the first period, even-strength goal, and it was 1-1. Two goals in the second period for the Lumberjacks. Cody Krasowski got his second of the night at the 2:39 mark, even-strength goal, assisted by Eric Schumacher. Schumacher got the original shot, and Krasowski powered in the sub, the rebound for the goal, and it was 2-1, and East made it 3-1 on a goal by Andy Cravens, assisted on the play by Krasowski and Sam Romanski. So two goals on the night for Krasowski. He also had an assist. Two assists on the night for Eric Schumacher. Two assists on the night for Sam Romanski in the victory. And as we mentioned, Ian Corbett had 19 saves, 40 saves for Brad Krieger, the Marshfield goaltender. With that victory, the Lumberjacks moved to 5-4-1 on the season, 1-3-1 in the Valley Conference. And with the loss, Marshfield drops to 3-11-1 and 0-5 in the Valley. Marshfield is back in action. Tomorrow night, they've got a non-conference game on the road at Medford. The Lumberjacks back in Valley play tomorrow night. It'll be a tough one here at Marathon Park as they take on Wisconsin Rapids. No radio for that game. I'll be with the basketball team tomorrow night. Both the girls and boys playing a doubleheader at the East Gym against Antigo. We'll have both of those games for you live tomorrow night. That'll be followed by D.C. Everest boys basketball as they take on Lakeland. Chris Conley will have the call of that when we are done with our doubleheader beginning at 5:45 tomorrow night from the East Gym. That's going to wrap things up here tonight. Thanks to Spencer, our engineer. Thanks to all of our sponsors once again. And we thank you for listening. And the Lumberjacks get the win here tonight, topping Marshfield by a score of 3-1. This is Tom King, and you've been listening to Wausau East Lumberjack Hockey on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
You've been listening to Wausau East Hockey on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Coverage of East Hockey is brought to you by Brainerd Funeral Home, Mallory and Zimmerman Attorneys at Law, Glenray Radiators, Covantage Credit Union, Bone and Joint Center, DeVorney Orthodontics, Ministry Healthcare, Country Fresh Meats, Cloverbell Credit Union, Coons Hearing Center, Intercity State Bank, Marshfield Clinic, The Hearing House, and Young's Pharmacy. The preceding has been a sports presentation of Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9, a service of Midwest Communications.